Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Sean. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Now, this is a five-month-old husky who gets regular walks, but probably around halfway through the walk, it just sits down and doesn't move. Have you heard this before?
Yeah, this isn't uncommon, actually.
I think humans do this as well, don't they?
We absolutely do. We all need a break from walking.
We do.
So Tina tells us that she'd be partway through a walk, maybe half a K, and around that point, the dog generally sits down, and no matter what Tina tries to encourage, coerce, the dog just won't move forward. Now, interestingly enough, I think Tina's doing all the right things out of the goodness of her heart, but often when puppies are young, when they sit and refuse to move, it can be an indicator that they're in pain.
Okay.
Now, puppies, they get enough exercise just existing. Up until about 6 months, a walk here and there, yep, that's great. Getting out and about for socialisation, that's really important as well. But often their joints are still forming, and often it can be a sign that we're just putting them a little bit too far in front.
So she's had enough, dog's had enough.
The dog's had enough. So what I would do then is, to test the theory, what I would do is my next walk, what I would do is I would get maybe 5 minutes before we get to the general spot where we stop, and then I would turn around and I would just come home and see what response we get. Just like us, you know, that return way back can be
more
can
exciting.
Just give you that brush to go.
Coming home.
Yep. Exactly right. And then maybe what I would do is I would maybe get a friend to drop me off about halfway so I can test to see whether it's the point that the dog stops at that is the problem. It might be that there's a scent there or there's a scary dog just around here that my pup doesn't really want to go near. So I would test the site as well.
So could you try a different route? Is that what you're saying as
yep,
well?
Could try a yep. different route as well. So I would try those things so I can hone in on it. But really, puppies don't need a lot of exercise at all. So instead of doing five times a week, I would probably drop it down to easily three, and I would stay within that zone. You know, a 20-minute walk is all a pup needs.
Because they're very energetic, aren't they? They're using up energy all the time.
Exactly right. And because their joints are still really malleable, you don't want to have a dog with arthritis down the road.
Okay.
So that would be my advice to Tina.
Good on you. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you then. Thanks, Sean.